The fight over House Bill 2 has moved from business boycotts and the court of public opinion to federal court. Yesterday, Governor Pat McCrory filed a federal suit against the U.S. Justice Department. The Republican leaders of the General Assembly filed their own suit against the DOJ shortly afterwards. In response, the DOJ filed its own suit against the state. All three seek the same thing, in essence, a federal ruling on whether or not North Carolina's controversial law is a form of discrimination against transgender people. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Yesterday, there was a moment that took Dan Bishop's breath away. It came as he watched U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch announce the federal government was suing North Carolina over House Bill 2.
She said this: it was not so very long ago that states, including North Carolina, had other signs
above restrooms, water fountains, and on public accommodations, keeping people out based on a distinction without a difference.
That distinction was race, the immutable color of someone's skin. In her press conference, Attorney General Lynch said House Bill 2's treatment of LGBT individuals was just as discriminatory as the laws that marked the Jim Crow era South.
That state-sanctioned discrimination never looks good and never works in hindsight.
For Dan Bishop, the Republican state representative from Mecklenburg County who sponsored House Bill 2, there's another immutable characteristic at play in this debate.
Sex is a biological trait. Gender identity is not.
It's now up to federal judges to decide if that is indeed the case, whether sex is defined strictly by biology or if someone's gender is as much mental as physical is at the crux of the federal suits filed yesterday. Each seeks what's known as a declaratory judgment, a ruling on whether or not the bathroom provisions of House Bill 2 violate sections of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, two sections in particular, Title 7, which protects against employment discrimination, and Title 9, which bars discrimination at schools. At a press conference announcing his suit, Governor Pat McCrory said the actions of the U.S. Justice Department, in essence, amounted to a form of bullying and government overreach by the Obama administration.
Our nation is one nation, especially when it comes to fighting discrimination, which I support wholeheartedly. Ultimately, I think it's time for the U.S. Congress to bring clarity to our national anti-discrimination provisions under Title VII and Title IX.
Reaction to the various suits came quickly. Chris Brook is legal director of the North Carolina ACLU.
This claim of federal overreach from Governor McCrory is pretty hard to swallow, given that it comes on the heels of unprecedented state overreach and telling Charlotte what is best for their residents.
But for Dan Bishop, the federal case against House Bill 2 is nothing more than the Obama administration looking to set a new precedent for LGBT rights nationwide before the president leaves office.
They want to roll this newest social revolution out across the United States, and they don't have that much time left to do it.
And for Charlotte City Councilwoman Luana Mayfield, this fight is about more than just a North Carolina law.
Okay, does everyone truly have the ability to the right and the pursuit of happiness in the United States of America, or do we not?
For others, House Bill 2 and the corresponding lawsuits will change nothing. Sitting in her apartment in Charlotte, 26-year-old Jessica Manning freely admits she's breaking North Carolina law.
I use the female restroom. I still use the restroom that I identify with. And I'm not going to stop just because of this bill or any other bill. What are they going to do? Arrest me? Are they going to check me? Are they going to ask for my birth certificate? Who carries their birth certificate?
Jessica was born Josh. And even though her driver's license lists her sex as female, her birth certificate still has the letter M listed under sex. To Jessica and other transgender individuals, the fight over which bathroom they use is more than just a matter of choice or convenience. It is a civil rights issue, one now before federal judges. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.